You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's new Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, has revealed his plans to turn round the chaos unleashed by the mini-budget of his predecessor, Kwasi Kwarteng. But it was the absence of the Prime Minister in the House of Commons that provoked this attack from opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer.
So now it's time for leaders to lead. But where is the Prime Minister? Hiding away, dodging questions, scared of her own shadow. The lady's not for turning up. Now it's time to be honest about the mistakes they made.
Sir Keir did not let up in his attack.
How can Britain get the stability it needs when all the government offers is grotesque chaos? How can Britain get the stability it needs when instead of leadership we have this utter vacuum? How can Britain get the stability it needs when the Prime Minister has no mandate from her party and no mandate from the country?
Sir Keir had lodged an urgent question of the Prime Minister, asking her to make a statement on the replacement of the Chancellor of the Exchequer during the current economic situation. But the Prime Minister wasn't there, the question being fielded instead by senior cabinet member Penny Mordaunt.
Mr. Speaker, with apologies to the Leader of the Opposition and the House, the PM is detained on urgent business. And they will have to make do.
Shh. I must hear the answer of why the Prime Minister is not here. The real House.
I'm afraid you will have to make do with me, Mr. Speaker.
Ms. Mordaunt denied that Liz Truss was too frightened to face the House.
Well, the Prime Minister is not under a desk, as the Honourable Lady. I can assure the House that she is. With regret, she is not here for a very good reason.
Ms. Truss did eventually arrive after Ms. Mordaunt's answer in time for a statement on the economy from Jeremy Hunt. She didn't speak and left again after less than half an hour. Mr. Hunt announced that he was cancelling Ms. Truss's plan to reduce the basic rate of income tax by one percentage point and most of her other libertarian economic policies. His message was aimed squarely at reassuring the financial markets.
We are a country that funds our promises and pays our debts. And when that is questioned, as it has been, this government will take the difficult decisions necessary to ensure there is trust and confidence in our national finances. That means decisions of eye-watering difficulty. But I give the House and the public this assurance: every single one of those decisions, whether reductions in spending or increases in tax, will be shaped through core, compassionate, conservative values.
He faces an uphill task to restore Conservative government's credibility for sound fiscal policy after Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng rushed out their plan for tax cuts without detailing how they'd pay for them. The fact that Mr. Hunt made his announcement on television rather than making them in the House of Commons, as tradition expects, shows he's prioritising calming the market's concerns ahead of anything else. Meanwhile, Liz Truss has spoken to the BBC and apologised for making mistakes.
I do want to accept responsibility and say sorry for the mistakes that have been made. I wanted to act, but to help people with their energy bills, to deal with the issue of high taxes, but we went too far and too fast.
And she was pressed by the BBC's political editor Chris Mason on whether she'd be leading her party into the next general election 2 years away.
I will lead the Conservatives into the next general election.
Definitely.
Well, look, yeah. I'm not focused on internal debates within the Conservative Party.
But you need to be, don't you? You need to be in order to stay in office.
The important thing is that I've been elected to this position to deliver for the country. We are facing very tough times.
She says it's the mark of an honest politician to admit to making a mistake. Alan Lee, SBS News.